Welcome to Countdown to Infinity, a Marvel's Avengers podcast. I guess at this point it's just a Marvel podcast, right? Like,
yeah, it's a Marvel's pod.
MCU-esque? Where we talk all things Marvel Cinematic Universe, including the films, the TV shows, all that jazz.
Yes. Anything with that Marvel intro? You got it.
You got it. You know the one. Dun, 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 dun. Wait.
Is that not Game of Thrones?
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah.
That's Game of Thrones.
You know, Marvel. Bom, 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 bom. How would you do it? It's like that, right?
Yeah.
A Silvestri score, I think. Okay.
Wait, do it again?
I was about to do Game of Thrones again. I was about to do dun 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 dun. Okay. Anyways, you don't listen to us for our singing.
No.
Although some of you might. So congrats, because you got a good one.
Free show.
You have a good one this week. We're really excited to be back because we get to talk about a new series on Disney Plus. X-Men 97.
Yes.
A follow-up to X-Men the Animated Series, yes. which aired from 1992 to 1997. Well, it's back. Disney bought Marvel and waited just a little bit before bringing back something from 30 years ago. How, you weren't even born yet when the first episode came out.
I was not born. I was still thriving in my mama's womb, very similar to what we have seen on screen. What? Segue.
So X-Men 97 is back. New episodes. We are talking kind of just close to halfway through the season, this first season.
Yes.
Just the first three eps. And we'll be back to talk more.
Yes.
But yeah, we're talking X-Men 97. My name is Manuel.
Oh yeah, my name is Sophia.
Were you, or actually, I was going to save this for later.
What?
Favorite X-Men.
Oh, okay. Just out the gate?
Out the gate. Favorite X-Men.
Oof. Oh man. I would say Storm.
Storm is awesome.
Yes.
Very powerful. Very, very, I would say, very stoic and heroic and a leader, natural born leader.
She is, very much so.
Literally, okay.
And you know what? I think that she's probably one of the biggest empaths that we have on the team.
Yeah.
So that's probably why she pulls at my heartstrings.
Yeah.
And then also for other reasons, but
we can use a little Storm right now.
We'll get to why.
Yeah. My favorite? Do you want to guess?
Oh, sure. Oh, wait, let me... Is it Beast?
It's Beast.
Yeah, I know.
I love Beast.
He was going to be my first choice, too, but then I was like, you know what? Emmanuel's going to pick him, so I better just pick somebody else.
Hank McCoy. He's so smart. He, even in the live action stuff, pretty cool. Nicholas Holt. I don't know who's hotter, when Kelsey Grammer, a.k.a. Frasier, played him, or when Nicholas Holt played him. They're both so hot, you know, same energy.
Yeah.
Both of them. So
those voices.
So hot. Yeah, good voice. You got to have a good voice
for
Beast.
Did
you watch... I mean, it's a little hard for you to have watched because you were on, you know.
I didn't have as much screen time. Yeah.
But did you watch the X-Men animated series early on?
No.
You just kind of knew about it, though?
I knew about it. There were, I want to say there were reruns?
Oh, I think so.
If I'm not mistaken, because or it's like a fever dream and all of the animation from like the early 2000s, 2000s-esque were very similar.
They aired basically... Saturday mornings on Fox. So, you know, Saturday mornings, you're off of school.
Classic.
You either watch ABC or Fox, nothing else.
No. Nickelodeon,
I mean, okay, you're talking cable kids. Oh, ooh la la.
You know, the rich and famous.
You know, I'd put on HBO and watch Sex in the City as a child.
I said an actual kid show from HBO.
See, I don't know much because I didn't
you
have
know
that.
Crash Box?
But I definitely watched... The X-Men series on Fox, and because there were so many episodes, it definitely reran, I think. But I would say this, too. Most of people our age...
Yes.
Obviously, books are big, but most of the people who grew up around this time, their image of the X-Men and the voice of Wolverine and the voice of Storm comes from the 90s animated series. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah.
More so than anything else. And then, of course, all of the live action stuff. So kind of formative, time for Marvel.
Yeah.
At the time. Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, they brought it back And you got, I'm not going to go down the list of actors, but it follows pretty quickly from the events of the original animated series when Professor Xavier sacrifices himself in the finale.
Charles.
And then I guess it's kind of too late, but spoiler alert, I guess, if you haven't seen the show yet. But if you're listening to this, you probably have at least seen the first three episodes. So, because we're going to talk about, you know, what happens and stuff. But Cyclops is kind of the de facto leader for a little while. Jean Grey is back. Storm, of course. Logan or Wolverine. Morph. Rogue. Hank Beast. McCoy. Beast. Gambit. Jubilee. And a Bishop. And of course, Magneto, our boy Magneto. There's also kind of a new X-Men introduced kind of at the first episode. Roberto da Costa, who is Sunspot. A mutant, a new mutant for us to see. But it's kind of the core group of X-Men are back, and with a kind of a giant absence in Professor X being gone, but still a whole lot to be, a whole lot of fun to be had if you're an X-Men, I think, you know? We watched To Me, My X-Men, which deals directly with Professor X's death. And Sentinel technology in the hands of humans. Then we watch Mutant Liberation, which details Magneto's return as the heir to Professor Xavier's estate, and a big kind of redemption for him, or not all the way, but a little bit of redemption for Magneto. And Fire Made Flesh, which is all about Mr. Sinister, a clone rogue, and honestly, the future and babies.
And see, that's really where it took a turn for me, because I don't remember that at all.
I mean, we're kind of diving deep into the comics now, and I mean, okay, well, what did you think generally of we don't have to talk about each episode individually, but how do you feel about X-Men 97 kind of like settling back into this, you know, story of the week with a cliffhanger and maybe some wild reveals?
So I was not I was not ready for how much I did not need to know. Does that make sense? Like, I even not participating as much and not remembering a lot of the series from before where we are, they do a pretty good job of just like, okay, this is it. This is what's happened. Here's some context. And like, there are some awkward moments between characters where you're like, wait a minute, something's going on there. So even though I don't know the entire story behind those characters, I feel totally comfortable, and I'm really enjoying the series so far. Again, it's only been three episodes, so I understand. Like, I don't mean to be premature in case like it tanks, which I don't think it will. No. I think that the animation looks really cool.
It's nice. It feels nostalgic, of course.
Yes, but definitely.
Yeah, really cool.
And I think the storylines are fun. I think that the Magneto thing was a twist, because
huge twist.
Him, I totally remember. And
also hot, right? Magneto's kind of...
Oh my gosh, everyone in the series is ripped. Were designed way back when, too. Like, everybody... Every lady had a hot bun. And every dude had a 6 to 8
And let's be honest, live action as well. You got... You hear of the Marvel glow up. You gotta basically match up to Stan Lee and Kirby's drawings.
Yes. Which, I mean, that doesn't disappoint. And I think
Some people think I look a lot like, you know,
okay,
these superheroes. I'm just saying.
But yeah, no, I think I'm having a lot of fun. And I can't wait to see the next set, because the cliffhangers are cool.
Yeah, awesome. So. And it reminds me of the show and, of course, comic books, where the whole point is for you to buy the next one or watch the next thing of the thing it's based
of
on.
Of the show that it's based on.
I will say, it is like, I forgot how wild the swings were and how large the stakes were, if that makes sense.
Oh, every episode, the world's going to end.
Oh, the world's going to end. Reality's gone. Yeah. The future is done.
Every episode.
And which is really, really fun, because in an era, I think, of these, it is, of like these episodic TV shows where you're like, I don't know, you know, you're like 12 episodes away from the answer, you know, and you're like, they're going to take forever. There's a little twist here now and then. It's, I'm not, I like how efficient these are, you know, it's like the world's going to end, but holy moly, you know, we got to figure it out together as the X-Men. I like how relevant the series still remains. We kind of looked at each other when it was the mutant liberation or the UN storming of the Capitol January 6th moment. I was like, well,
that looks familiar.
Yeah, and I don't think it was exactly based on that at all, actually. I think it's just kind of crazy how we live in comic books now. But, you know, and of course, always sort of the way that humans interacted with mutants has been, I mean, it's kind of the reason why Stan Lee created the characters, you know, to show kind of what marginalized people feel feel like. And and it's still really relevant in that way, but it's also fun to see kind of the big, broad, archetypal, kind of uncomplicated version of these superheroes just in really complex relationships, you know? Because you're like, I know Logan Wolverine's going to be really gruff and grumpy. I know that...
Yeah, they each have their own
characteristics. They all have their characteristics, and they're very like that. But then the relationships between each other are intense. We still got that hardcore love triangle between Jean Grey, Logan, and Scott, and we get...
Well...
Yeah.
I think that there is just a balance between the characters, because when you have so many characters, like, there has to be some sort of love triangle or a couple, because there are some things happening with Magneto, but we don't have to talk. And then I think that there's also like a yin to the yang in every like friend group or whatever. So yeah, like, it just, it makes a lot of sense. And I think Stan knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
All the symbolism in these episodes, I see it.
Yeah, and they all fit.
And the characters.
Yeah, they all fit really well together as a team. And, like, keep in mind, too, that the core group here has been together for a long time.
Since they were kids.
Yeah, so it's and there are newer X-Men, but they sort of figure each other out, and it's kind of the way you can interrupt that's really exciting. I think one of the more tragic moments of the season so far is when your favorite X-Men, Storm, is shot with a radiation ray that removes her powers. So she's just normal.
Yes.
Kind of wild, devastating. There was a little foreshadowing. There's like a moment early in that episode where she's like, sometimes I just want to know how you feel, or like, as a human. Mm-hmm. And after I heard that, I was like, well, that's an interesting thing for her to, you know, just bring up. And then, of course, like, you know, at the end of the third one, you're not sure what happens next and whether she gets them back when she meets Forge. But what do you think about all of kind of the tragedy of the show? Because they're very hardcore. It's like, you're sending your son into the future. You're never going to see him again. You've lost all of your powers. You know, Xavier didn't leave
the will to you.
Like, it's very intense.
Magneto's in charge now.
And it's ironic because it's very intense human relationship stuff going on. What do you think about all that?
Well, I think that that's cool to, because, again, that's the whole point of the X-Men in general. Like, we have to remember that this is all symbolism for regular people. Like, it just makes sense. But also, I really like how the cliffhangers tell us, like, a different side or like a different story towards each character. Again, having this like really, really not so connected relationship with the series. Like, it's just, it makes it easier for me, because I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I forgot that there was going to be a whole other child, but then this other person is a clone, but then when did that happen? Oh, okay, so that makes more sense that she has the memories, and this is like, there's a lot of explaining that comes with all of these intense tragedies, but it makes me care for the characters so much more.
Yeah. And I think it's kind of comforting in a way. I don't know. Like, to see them go through some of the stuff they go through, you know, because it is it's intense, but it also reminds me like how crazy it is. We watched this kind of series as
a kid,
because, you know, this is, they're not cussing or anything.
No.
And it's not inappropriate.
There were some kissing,
but it is very different than watching a series where, like, you know, everything is going to end happily and everyone's at the clubhouse again.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that's not what this is at all.
Oh, no, he's dead. Or, you know, he's going to lose his family now. Or it's intense. And, like, I don't know. I think looking back, I'm like, how did I receive this info as a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Was I like, damn, I need to watch out for for who I start a family with or whatever. It's just kind of crazy. But it's also, right now, I think it's updated, too, because they know it's people like us watching it. probably. I don't know. Would you show this to your kid?
I don't know. Like, it depends. Yeah.
The last one's pretty scary.
Right. Well, I mean, because it's sinister, mm-hmm. so it's in the name. Sinister. Like, if there was red flags like that, no, I wouldn't let my kids watch it. Yeah. But, I think that everything else should be fine.
I feel like, and I haven't seen the really old ones, I feel like even this new season, or this new show, really, kind of is a lot better. It's a huge improvement mm-hmm. because of how melodramatic, I guess, it is, and how complicated the relationships are. I don't remember it being like this, the old show. You know, I might be wrong, but I feel like the old show was not this intense in terms of like how much strain it puts on all of the X-Men's relationships. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was like, oh, there's something bad, we have to stop it, and then one person kind of has an issue, but then everything's okay.
Or there was just like a main villain that they kept busting, and then
yeah, that's about it. And but then I also remember the hatred towards mutants being like a huge thing. Deal still, like people throwing things at people walking down the street, and I'm like, well, that's kind of intense.
Well, think about the time.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, you know? Maybe this is just always the way it is.
But I mean, these are deeper because, like, even with Cyclops, when it was time to say bye to Nathan, he was like, well, I don't want to abandon him. That's my baby. I don't want to be. He has
abandonment problems.
I was gonna say, I don't want to be my dad.
Everyone has daddy issues, mm-hmm. even Scott.
Right, and so. Like, as maybe we're just seeing it through different eyes because we're adults mm-hmm. now and we can understand more versus just watching a cartoon on TV.
Plus, it kind of makes you, especially that episode, because that episode kind of puts into question a lot of the ideas you had about the reality the X-Men were living in. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, oh shit, Jean Grey, who was pregnant in episode one, mm-hmm. is a clone.
Yeah.
So you're like, I invested a little bit of
time
I'm like kind of
my emotional kinda, space
we saw her name the baby you're just like, what the heck? Mm-hmm. So you know, and it's resolved, but it's also like kind of like crazy because it makes you think, oh, what else can we believe, baby?
And also with the second episode, like just having to have a trust in Magneto, which is like not what we're used mm-hmm. to, because we've seen him as such a terrible figure towards the X-Men. And then the whole episode, you're still on the edge of like, is he doing this for himself, or is he doing this for actual Charles in his dream? Like protecting the X-Men. And you're like, wait a minute. I don't trust him. I don't know.
Personally.
I'm still on the fence. So I can only imagine how the X-Men must feel.
Yeah.
But no, I really am still on the fence. About Sir Magneto. I don't know.
What I mean, when we talk about things that we can't really trust or whatever, after three episodes, mm-hmm. what's going on with Rogue and Magneto?
Yeah,
it's simmering, and Gambit's getting like it's mm-hmm. that's something that's brewing, and there's a history there or something, right?
That's what I'm saying. And as someone who has not seen I'm sure I've seen the previous episodes, but as someone who doesn't remember vividly the previous episodes.
And I'll say this, don't feel bad because it's not a thing in the previous episodes.
Right. Well, I'm not, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what to feel about it.
Yeah. It's weird.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, she touched him.
They both have white hair, so they have that in common.
Oh, see, if that's her dad or something, I'm going to feel real weird because I thought it was something a step further.
That's not a dad vibe.
Yeah.
I'll say that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And I really don't know either. And so I'm excited for whatever that twist is, whatever that history is, mm-hmm. And how Gambit reacts. It's also funny, like, he probably could just ask her what's going on. But instead, he's having these wild visions of... Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know, anger or resentment or I don't know. So I can't wait to see what's going on with that. A lot of the voice actors from the original series return, which is crazy. They still have the same voice, mm-hmm. I guess. But yeah, overall, kind of a nostalgic kind of show, but also kind of delivers on a lot of the dramatic stuff.
Which has been your favorite episode so far?
You know, the last one was really fun. Okay. I like the nightmare scenarios, and mm-hmm. I feel like there was a lot of creativity in thinking of, like, how do I make a teddy bear grow teeth and then his neck becomes a monster? You know, like, I feel like that's really fun. Sinister's really kind of a scary character, mm-hmm. just overall. But yeah, it's kind of crazy because Magneto and Rogue weren't there, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like during most of that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of crazy to think about, like, what would they see? That's what I would want to know, because everyone sees their fears.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's been, yeah, I like that one. Do you have a different favorite?
Episode?
Yeah.
I think I'm on the same page as you.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's really cool to see all of the darker things that are part of the X-Men. And,
yeah.
I mean, what I was thinking, what I kept thinking about was, like, this reminds me of that, closet from Harry Potter when it shows you, like, your biggest fear and you have to face it yourself. I can't remember what it's called right now, but,
wow. Well, this isn't a Harry Potter
podcast. No, I know. That's why I can't remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I was thinking. And I was like, oh, wow, I can only imagine if, like, my entire reality was that thing. It's like stepping into the box.
Demons.
Yes.
I don't know what I'd see. Okay. I'm thinking about it now.
Your biggest fear? I think it would be water. Like open ocean?
I'm scared. Oh, yeah. But how would that even look?
You would just be dropped in the middle of the ocean.
And just so you know, I don't want to embarrass you or anything, but the closet wasn't haunted in Harry Potter.
No, I know. It was the actual being. Like the...
A boggart, that my one. Dear
That's
girl.
What it is, yeah.
A boggart.
A boggart,
yeah. A boggart, Harry! It's a boggart!
Okay.
That sounds good. I should do X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
And what else are you like... I guess that's kind of a loose thread. Obviously, there's a whole mutant...
Forge?
Forge. New mutant. Can't mm-hmm. wait to see who that is and what, you know.
He said that he could bring back Storm's powers, and I want to say that he's like a Native American X-Men.
In Texas.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Represent.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see. I want to say that there's going to, this is my prediction, I don't know. But I want to say that there's like an herbal or like a natural remedy for her to like trigger within herself that her powers come back.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
I don't know.
I mean, I hope the powers get back to her.
Oh, for sure.
I'll just say that.
I don't know. I don't know how much she's enjoying being a human. Just based
it's not
on
great.
Just based on.
I can
will
tell you
say
that
she should have changed her hair to be less.
From experience, it sucks.
Yeah,
I'll just say that.
I agree.
I tell Storm, if I could control the weather versus not being able to do that, I would pick being able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, which of the characters would you like to share powers with?
Share powers with?
Well, like have the same powers.
See, like it's not about the most powerful when you ask that question, because Jean Grey is the most powerful, but I don't want to know what everyone's thinking all the time. That
okay. Well,
sucks.
You're right. That wasn't the question I asked you.
Okay,
I asked you.
I'm eliminating them one by one.
Okay, so not Jean.
Morph could look like anyone, but mm-hmm. I don't want to look like anyone but me.
Oh my gosh.
So not Morph.
Okay.
Magneto can control metal.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that already with magnets.
Okay.
Dumb.
Oh my god.
Cyclops. Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
I
don't
wear
like...
sunnies all the time.
I have prescription glasses.
My eyes are already fried.
I would need prescription shades or whatever thing he has.
Okay.
Who else is there? Rogue. I want to touch people. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Get out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Wolverine. I don't want to be a cut. Or wait. I don't want to be a third wheel my whole life.
I think he has like the most average powers.
Wolverine?
Yeah.
He can heal himself. He doesn't die. He's invincible.
Yes, I know. But like, that's okay.
What? But that's good.
But that's like that and then the steel.
He's strong.
And that's it.
Oh my God.
But all he's right, only whatever. Strong because he works out. Like what happens if he stops
there
working out?
There are some Wolverine.
Also,
you know,
does he,
no.
Let me finish. Does he heal himself from like heart attacks? Like
yeah,
medical
he literally
things?
Heals himself from everything.
Oh, that's great.
There's some things where he's the last person like
will
alive.
Will he heal himself if he gets shot in the head?
Yep. He gets shot in the head a lot. And he's
really?
It just takes time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, yeah. Awesome. Okay.
Deadpool can already
I
do that, though. There's
I don't want to be anyone.
Okay. You're not even Beast?
I'm looking at the list.
I thought you would be Beast.
Yeah, but it's kind of uncomfortable. He can get lice or something.
You appreciate. So can you.
Oh my gosh, that's blowing my mind. Damn.
I think I would want to be Morph. Because you're right, he can turn into anybody.
And he takes their powers too, I guess.
That's what I'm saying. Like you can just hang out. Just think about it really quick and then boom, you're there.
I would be.
Oh my gosh. I regret asking you. I thought you would have had this in the back of your head already.
Xavier, Professor X. Oh, he's.
But then it's the same reasoning for Jean.
That's true.
Like, she can hear everybody's thoughts too. So can Charles.
Yeah, everyone's so sad. Everyone has a weakness. I don't like it. Okay. I guess I would be Cyclops. That's cool, I guess. All right. So that's all of the stuff that's happening so far. We're really enjoying the series. Do you have any final thoughts on X-Men 97?
I'm just really excited to see what happens next. Like I said, I do appreciate their cliffhangers, having not remembered anything from the previous seasons. Yeah. Or episodes.
Is it interesting to you as like an adult?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I feel like I'm learning these characters on a deeper level every episode.
The 2D doesn't bother you?
No, I think it's really cool.
Yeah.
Like, I sometimes feel like animation that we have now is a little
Don't get me started.
It's a little overstimulating. Like, yeah. Trolls.
Coco, get out of here, Coco.
What are you talking about?
Coco Melon.
Oh.
Is that his name?
His name is JJ.
What? I thought his first name was Coco. His last name was Melon.
No.
Coco Melon.
Oh, like, I also like Bluey. Bluey's two-dimensional.
Yeah. So you just like two-dimensional
stuff. I do.
Stuff.
I think it's very simple.
Hey,
it's
like your shows like you like your men.
Okay.
Two-dimensional.
Yes. It's easy for
Not
me.
Not complicated.
It's easy for me to follow, like, yeah. the stories, the dialogue, what's happening.
I like it. Oh, my gosh.
I and also, it's great.
The animation's amazing. The action's amazing. I love, oh, X-Men is good. Because,
okay.
Then not a good start to a sentence.
Wow, that was very extreme.
I was
going to
say, X-Men working together is
yelling.
Good. I like it. I like to see that.
Okay.
You know when it's like, hey, throw me Wolverine.
What?
Like when they work together, when they fight
together.
Oh,
when they fight together.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times it's just like Batman punching something for 10 hours.
Sure.
But
Batman's
this one,
not part of the X-Men?
No. But I'm saying the other superheroes. Oh, okay. It's like they're like, this time
okay,
it's personal.
Okay, so
me
just,
and you.
You just want the Avengers all the time.
Yeah. We get that. we get that in this. And this, oh my gosh, the Magneto's in on it now.
He's giving you your fix.
Awesome. Okay. I got this crazy idea.
Oh my gosh, what is it?
Professor X comes back at like the finale or some shit.
Yeah, I don't think.
That's going to happen, right?
I don't think that's going to happen.
You don't think so? You think they want it to be like,
so.
He's gone?
Honestly, they could have used the time bracelet to just go back in time instead of going back into
true.
The future.
They have other dimensions.
So
to, yeah.
We could have been done that.
Here's
episode
what I'll
one,
say.
Done.
The X-Men live action series, I don't know if you remember this, there's a scene where Professor X dies and the cliffhanger in the mid-credits is his tomb moving a little bit. So he comes back all the time, okay. But maybe not.
Also, didn't the little stone that, what is his name?
I don't know what this is.
Mr. Then. Sinister uh-huh. had on in his
Head?
Forehead. Uh-huh. Yeah, did that not give, like, Vision vibes?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, damn, he has a stone? Okay, cool. How many are left? But yeah, I think we could have totally followed Bishop over to his time frame to see what's up with future and technology to solve a lot of our problems.
I don't think
Nathan's got to come back and let us know.
Now that I'm kind of in the flow of the show, I don't think that's against that. That's I think that's totally possible. Like, they are all interconnected. Mm-hmm. You know, stuff can happen from episodes. I wouldn't be surprised if Scott. If we see Nathan again, if Nathan is a grown person,
sure
comes like it's all good.
The last words that Jean said towards Nathan were "remember." You're gonna tell me that he's not gonna remember?
Mm-hmm. That would be so cool.
She was speaking straight into his mind.
It would be so cool to implant like something into a baby's mind,
mm-hmm. and then drop him off in the future.
Yeah, be like, look, I'm not gonna be around,
but just know
your uncle's gonna take care of you in the future, man.
Bishop isn't even related to them.
I know, but they're all family. It's the X-Men. Toretto. And that's how we're going to end this episode.
Toretto.
Remember how important family is.
Family.
If you had a good family like the X-Men do.
And if you didn't?
You'd be okay. And if you don't, find an X-Men. Find an X-Men family, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Find them.
Sure.
All right. Well, we've come to final thoughts. Anything else you want to add about X-Men 97 so far?
No, I just like it.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
It's good. Go watch it. X-Men is good because they fight good.
Okay.
X-Men
good, fight good.
We'll be back. I don't know when, but we'll be back to talk more episodes.
We'll be back next ep.
Yes, we will be back in the next ep.
Whoa. What? Like, what are you next, saying? The next episode of X-Men.
Oh, okay, okay. I was like, what do you mean? When we release another episode, that'll be when we're back. I thought that's what you were saying. I was like, yeah, that's how this works.
Okay.
But we'll be excited to talk about it. We've come to the end of this one. Sophia, what do you have to plug?
Oh, just the same old stuff. Thank you for supporting us. We appreciate your patience.
Yeah. Oh, sorry for the break. Didn't we say that up front?
No, we did not.
But we thank you for all your concern and all the messages.
Yes.
And telling us that we should watch X-Men 97.
We were going through a slight divorce, but we've worked it out, and
no,
it's okay.
No. A slight divorce? What is a slight divorce?
Well, we're not married yet, so it was like a separation, but like not a full-on one, because here we are.
Why would you say that? That's not kidding. That's not real.
I'm just kidding, no. But we're doing fine.
We're basically the royal family for podcasters, for Marvel podcasts, and you saying that, you know, people are going to be really upset about it. You know, they're going to be tweeting, if you post a video online, they're going to think it's not real.
No.
AI. Everybody knows.
But no, yeah, just yeah. Thank you so much for your support and your patience and understanding. That goes a long way. So thank you. And thank you for continuing to listen to us despite our breaks. We just really appreciate it. So thank you.
Yeah.
And if you want to follow me on any socials, you sure can. Everything's going to be at @_simplysofie, SOFIEE.
Thanks so much for listening. Listen to all the Dolphin Pod shows, Dirt Sheet Radio, Revenge of the Sequel, The Countdown Strikes Back.
Woo!
Screen Slush. Go to Patreon to support us. We'll be back soon. Bye.
Bye.